Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Work Well podcast, where we talk about wellness at work and in life. Today's episode is special. It's World Mental Health Day, and this year's theme is Access to Services, Mental Health in Catastrophes and Emergencies. The focus this year is on making sure mental health and psychosocial support are available and accessible in times of crisis, whether it's a humanitarian emergency, a natural disaster, a conflict, or any situation that tests the resilience of individuals and communities. While this theme speaks globally to crisis response, it also reminds us of something closer to home, access. Because even outside of emergencies, many people still struggle to access the mental health services they need. And for organizations, that's where we have a real opportunity to make change. Across Canada, millions of people face what I call the mental health paywall. They want to access counseling, therapy, or psychology services, but they stop short because they've already maxed out their $500 to $1,000 benefit cap, or they don't have coverage at all. The average private therapy session runs between $150 and $220 an hour. That means even a generous plan can run out after just 3 or 4 sessions. For most people, that's not enough time to make meaningful progress. So what happens? People delay care, symptoms worsen, and eventually, performance, absenteeism, and retention all start to suffer. The system pays the price, both the person and the organization. Expanding mental health benefits isn't just a nice gesture. It's a smart investment. Studies from the Mental Health Commission of Canada show that for every $1 invested in mental health, organizations can see up to a $4 return in productivity, engagement, and reduced turnover. When employees can access care without worrying about out-of-pocket costs, they show up differently. They're more focused, creative, and resilient. They take fewer sick days. And when they do need time off, they recover faster because they're getting timely support. This isn't just compassion, it's common sense. You can't build a high-performing culture on the backs of burnt-out people. Some companies are already leading the way. They're removing the cap altogether, or offering annual mental health stipends, 2,000, 3,000, even unlimited sessions. Others are embedding on-site or virtual therapists, integrating digital CBT programs, or partnering with community-based care providers to remove barriers. These organizations understand that access to mental health support shouldn't depend on someone's title or salary band. It should be equitable and stigma-free. And the return isn't just financial, it's cultural. When leaders talk openly about therapy, normalize asking for help, and design benefits that actually meet the need, employees feel seen. That kind of trust becomes the foundation for engagement and loyalty. So, as we mark World Mental Health Day, let us reflect on how access plays out in our own workplaces. What if your organization viewed mental health not as a cost, but as capital? What if every dollar spent on therapy was seen as an investment in clarity, energy, and purpose? Because when people feel well, they work well. If you're listening and you have influence in your workplace, HR, leadership, or benefits design, start the conversation today. Review your coverage. Talk to your team. Ask, what's standing in the way of accessing care? You might find that removing that barrier is the most impactful business decision you'll make all year. And if you're not sure where to start, reach out to me or visit workwellnesssolutions.com. That's work spelled W-R-K, where we can help guide your organization through strategies, programs, and approaches that make mental health support more accessible and meaningful for your teams. I'm Rasul Qasim. Thanks for tuning in to the Work Well podcast. And remember to like, follow, and subscribe. We're streaming on all major platforms. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.